Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us. This show is a venue to discuss many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have discussions on lots of different topics. And we do feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And, you know, our show is on Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30 and Sundays from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. We also would love for you to follow our Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com and email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight on our show or anything that you would like for us to present on the show. You can get a hold of me, Beth, at 651-900-4136. If you're wanting to set up an individual session of doing intuitive solutions and working on your stuff, and Marie at 651-303-0555, and she is a realtor. You can also download our show as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And you can also, we would love for people to go onto our Facebook page and like Divine Goddess Radio and be our 200th follower. Is it follower? Liker. And then you'll get a reading, a full-fledged reading from me, from Marie and myself. So,
Welcome. And today is our midweek Stress Buster show. And what we've decided to do this week is do one-card readings for the day so that if you're listening, and, you know, as we pull the cards, if this message applies to you, then this was meant for you today. So what we're going to do first is we're going to pull from Doreen Virtue's deck a life purpose card. And Beth is shuffling. And so we'll go through the life purpose card, and then we'll see which angels come up after that to help you, guide you, you know, towards whatever you may need assistance with. So what we'll do is we'll talk about the card that was drawn, and then we will expand from there.
And that's exactly what we'll do. Marie and I will expand from this. So the one that we pulled is talk to your angels. So instead of worrying about what's going on in your life, ask for divine guidance. So, Marie, do you want to accentuate on that at all?
Sure. And I know we've talked about this on a number of different shows, and we had an angel communication show, I believe, as well. So, you know, when you are struggling or you're trying to figure out maybe your path or just a simple decision for the day, don't be afraid to talk to your angels. You know, put that request out there. Put it out like you're talking to a friend. And then when you put the request out there, either sit quietly and see if you get the answer within yourself, or ask the angels for a sign and ask them to show you, you know, a sign that validates what you're asking.
Oh, that is excellent advice, Marie. Thank you. So, again, you guys, this weekend, this Friday, the 21st, we have a solstice, the summer solstice coming up, and there's major energy that's coming in. You can already feel it this week. You've already been able to feel it. And so what that means is that things that have not been dealt with are going to be brought up into the forefront, and you are going to be, there's supposed to be a huge awakening this weekend. So we'll see. A lot of people talk, a lot of talk, but let's see what ends up happening. And so you might have loved ones, coworkers, bosses, family members, even yourself, who after this weekend, if you're not experiencing it now, might be looking at things differently. And it could come across where it might look like they're struggling. It might look like they're scared. You might see some irritability. Good time to practice not taking anything personal. Really call upon your guides, your angels, and ask for, you know, divine guidance on what your next step on your path is. But to hear what they're saying, you have to be quiet. So whatever you have to do to connect, and for those of you who don't know how to be quiet, perfect way is this weekend supposed to be gorgeous. Be outside. Commune with the trees. Commune on a nature walk. Sit down by the lake. Go listen. Go to a zoo, but a quiet zoo or a place where there's animals. It could even be a farm. And just be out on the earth. And to just really, and get your journal, and then start asking your questions, and then start trusting the information, the thoughts, and the feelings that are coming to you. So,
yeah, and I think it's interesting that this card actually came up because, you know, in talking to a lot of different people the last few days, I think I'm hearing a lot of, gosh, I'm just not sure. Gosh, I don't know which way to go. Oh, my gosh, I'm really waiting for this to come in. I really wish, you know, it's kind of a common theme. So I'm this card coming up today, I really feel and believe that the angels are really coming through and saying, listen, everybody, don't be afraid to talk to us. We are here. We need your permission to do things for you. So, you know, talk to us. Ask us to help you. Give us your permission, and we're there for you.
And, you know, and remember, for those of you who might be doubters or you might be skeptics, the angels do not interfere because of free will unless your life is at stake and you're not. It's not your time to go. Then that's when you'll witness little miracles or big miracles. It depends on. But don't sit here and don't test that. Just know they're there with you. When you're feeling like nobody's there, that's just for you. There's a reason that you're going through that because it's about you just really enhancing and creating that sacred ceremony with you and your guides, you and your angels, because they come in many different forms. You'd be amazed at the angel or at the guides that we have. They're not just angels. We have many, many beings that are helping us.
Yeah, and I really feel that, you know, try this, because when I first started out, I did try it to see if I was really being listened to. Ask for something, you know, talk to the angels, ask them for something, and then say, angels, please show me a sign, please show me a whatever, you know, red balloon. And then say thank you and go about your day. And if you see that red balloon, that's validation that they've listened to you and they've heard you. And you'd be amazed at sometimes how quickly you get what you ask for. And it can be very obscure, but the feeling that you get when you see that sign is amazing. It's such a, I don't even know how
validation.
To describe it. Yeah, it's a validation, but it's even more than that. It's like, wow, they really are there. They really are listening to me. So try it. Try it and see what happens.
Also, you know what you can do. So if you want to learn how to decipher and discern what your yes and no's are, like, ask for something specific and let that be your yes. Like, my yes sign is like a peacock. It's peacock. Anything to do with peacock. So I might hear the word. I might see the bird. I might see a feather. I might see those peacock eyes that are on the feathers. So I know that's my yes when I'm asking questions. And then you have the rest is going to be no. So if you're supposed to do something, so you can learn and play around with that, just like how Marie said. And I just pulled, so you can work with this, because this is happening right now. So I pulled from another Archangel Oracle cards from Doreen Virtue, Archangel Raziel and Archangel Zadkiel. And Raziel is about clairvoyance, and that's about seeing things that other people don't see, because a lot of what we're going through are people's third eyes are opening up,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be witnessing that. If you're not going through that, there's a lot of headaches going on right now. Your third eye is getting worked on right now, and your third eye is your psychic eye. So you can work on with Archangel Raziel to sit here and help you get through that, and you can have him, you know, talk to you so you know what's going on, and, you know, it might be to where your dreams. I know dreams right now, dreams are really prominent right now, and people are talking about the crazy dreams that they're having, so messages can come in that way also. And in our third eye, believe it or not, in dream state, our third eye can be worked on in the dream state. And then the clairaudience, which is the hearing, which is Archangel Zadkiel. So, and that's going to be like, you might hear other voices when people aren't around you, or you're with somebody, it's just you and this other individual, and there's a woman with you, and to your right ear or your left ear, because it can come in either way, just so you know, you guys. It used to be to where it came in one way. That's not the way it is now. So, but then you have to learn to decipher, is this accurate information that's coming in, or is there another, you know, being who's playing with me? So it might be to where you're hearing with a male or female, and then you're hearing the opposite sex talking in your ear. That's them just tuning. It might be a whisper. It might be a cough. It might be, hey, hi, you know. They come to everybody differently, so.
Yeah, and don't think that you're cuckoo when that happens, because that happened to me, I think it was over last weekend. I was talking to somebody, and all of a sudden it sounded like a radio turned on. there was all these voices and music, and I turned it, looked at the person, and I'm like, did you just hear that? And they're like, yes, I just heard that. And I thought, we're nowhere near any place that a radio can be. And it wasn't long enough for me to decipher, but I definitely heard it. We both heard it. So don't think that you're, you know,
oh no,
you're
not,
your
you
mind.
Know, and you're just going, oh, hey, how cool. And also a lot of people are experiencing their ears, both ears or a specific ear that's humming and buzzing, and there might be because they're just honing in and tuning you in to learn how to listen. And also it can be clear audience can also be when you're getting guided through thoughts that weren't there, and you go, geez, where'd that come from? That's how they can guide you. And it can be conversations that you hear from other people to where a certain word or a phrase that they're saying is really prominent. So a clear audience is not just hearing it physically with fit in your ear. It can come in towards a thought form,
mm-hmm.
or you could see a word. So that's clear that would be clairvoyance. And then you could have, like, more information that comes in with this word that you are getting with it. So it works in mysterious ways. But, again, that would be Archangel Zadkiel with the clairaudience that you hear, and then Raziel with the clairvoyance. And just really call on them so you can learn their energy. Tell them to come to you and show them your color or their color to you so you can learn how to identify them when they come around. So
I find that very interesting that the three cards that we've pulled so far seem to be aligning with everything we've been reading, what people are saying in regards to the solstice, with everything opening up. So there's a big validation that the veil is very, very, very thin,
mm-hmm.
and is going to become even thinner this weekend.
In there. Okay, here's a message, and I'm being guided to read this message. This is exactly what Zadkiel says, because a lot of people are going through this and will be going through this. You're hearing true divine guidance very clearly. It comes in the form of repetitious messages that are urging you to improve a situation for yourself or others. So pay close attention to everything you hear in your mind and with your physical ears. Don't blow it off. A lot of us, we shrug it off, and you guys are all gifted. So it's waking up and starting to take notice. So divine directives are repetitious. It's when you're seeing and hearing the same thing going. It might be a TV movie, a book. It might be a conversation you're hearing, and you're hearing the same thing. That is the universe going, are you getting it? There's a message here. So now stop and figure it out. And it comes to you lovingly, and it's to the point usually. Most people are going to get it, but some aren't. But that's when you're way too busy and you just need to slow down. And you can also ask for clarification if you need it. You can also ask for clarification if you need it, going, I'm not quite sure. Are you trying to say that, yes, I'm supposed to take this job? Okay, if it's a yes, then this is a good time to decide what is going to be my yes sign.
Mm-hmm. And I think I know that when you watch movies or you're in conversation with people or you overhear conversation, sometimes you'll hear the same phrase over and over. So pay attention to that. I know that, you know, Beth and I are really working on getting our business expanded and growing. And we saw this movie a couple days ago, and there was towards the end, there was a section.
Hysterical.
Yeah, but there was a section where they talked about the business and don't give up on the business. You know, keep going. You're moving on the right path. And I heard it again on a TV show, and someone else told it to me. So my ears kind of went, whoa, that message has been is coming from all over. So, you know, when you pay attention when you recognize something like that.
Okay, now just to go off of that, I've been thinking about this stuff, but I'm releasing some heavy-duty 3D illusion stuff because we are now in the five-dimensional way of being, and we're no longer in linear time and space, which goes outward. We are now in columnary light, means we have this columnary light that we've never had before, which is the ascension process. So it's a new energy that's coming in. And just coming over to Marie's today to do the show, I'm going, okay, and it had to do with business stuff. So I don't need two other people to say anything about business. I get that that's a message going, do not be giving up, because we don't always only just do this. We have other particles that, you know, we're trying to get up and going to. So I hear it loud and clear. And just make sure that you say thank you, universe. So thank you, Marie, for saying that, because I just needed that validation. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I think, you know, everybody who's struggling right now or going through whatever they're going through needs that validation. So, you know, look for little miracles. They do happen. It happened to me the other day on a real estate deal, and the loan officer was telling me, he's like, I can't believe this happened. And I told him, you know, I really believe, I said, I was talking to the angels this morning, and I asked them to please make sure this situation is resolved. And I said, now you're telling me, I said, this is my miracle, and I have one more to get through, and that's what I'm asking for.
Well, you know what is so hysterical? You guys don't even get how these cards that I'm pulling right now are so correlating with everything that is going on right now and that is going to be happening this weekend. Everything. If you saw how it's intricately put here. So this is a huge message for not only Marie and I, but for everybody who's going to be hooking onto this, the iPod or the podcast. So the next card that I just drew, can you tell I love Doreen Virtue, would love to meet this woman. So anybody who knows her, please, I would love to meet her, have her on the show, is Angel Therapy Oracle Cards. Drew the Law of Attraction and the Throat Chakra. And what we're doing, you guys, there are people who are experiencing sore throats, coughing a lot, and they're writing off as hay fever. It's our throats that are being cleared so we can speak our divine truth.
I'm raising my hand. That's
which is connected with our high heart. We have three parts to our heart, believe it or not, the low heart, middle heart, and the high heart. And it's the high heart that we are following into this new energetic time period. And it's hooked up with our throat. So it's speaking not our truth. There's our truth, and then there's divine truth. So the divine truth is when the source is working through us. And because we are heart-centered and it's focusing on what is your heart's desire, what do you want to do in your life? And I've met more people going, I don't even know. I'm right there with you guys. I want to do the blog talk, but don't think I don't have my days, though, too. But it's like, okay, so what else do I want to do? And it's looking at what gives you joy, what makes you happy when you get up in the morning. So here's my thing. I love doing blog talk, love working, love, passion is our kids, and I love doing art. So now it's finding something that I could end that all together. And another card that I got is Law of Attraction. So whatever you're thinking is what you're going to be attracting.
Mm-hmm.
Because your thinking has everything to do with what it is you're feeling, and that's what you're projecting out into the universe. So you want to be very clear what you want, make sure that you stay in positive energy. And even though somebody might tempt you, because that's when we get people who come in and might throw us off the loop, it's remembering going, nope, 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 I want this. I'm no longer accepting, you know, others to come in and interfere with what it is that I want.
Right.
What I want, not what others want.
And remember, the universe is a mirror, so whatever you put out is what you're going to get back.
Exactly.
So if you're looking to get, you know, something specific, make sure you put out that same specific vibe. I mean, make sure your energies are positive. You know, you are positive, and you're staying upbeat, and along with the message that you're trying to attract. So,
and you don't want to limit yourself. Don't limit yourself. No. Look at all possibilities. Here's a perfect example for those of you who have your own business and you're needing clients. And it doesn't matter what kind of business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know you can advertise till the cows come home, but it's word of mouth. It has to be other people who say, yes, I absolutely love what it is, the service that they offer. So be open to, you know what, this is how many customers I want in a day's time. And I would like for them to be open to respecting. I want them to respect what it is that I do. I want them to honor my time as I honor theirs. And that they see what it is, whatever your service is, no matter what, it's an investment in themselves. But get out of, don't limit it, going, if you advertise, that you want all of them from advertising from, I don't know, phone book, the directory. Don't limit it. Be open. Ask that customers and clients that you've had before are spreading the word about your business, that you're going to go to networking groups, and you're going to put your name out there. You know, there's different ways. So, and how it just put it out there that however the universe is going to bring them,
mm-hmm.
that you're open to how they come.
That's right. And don't feel like you're not worthy of anything either. A lot of people have that fear that's deep down that says, oh, I would really like to have this, but I don't think that I'm worthy of it. Get rid of that feeling and look in the mirror, look at yourself, say, you know what, I'm beautiful, I'm worthy, and I deserve it. This is what I would want, and this is what I would like to receive. So
yes.
Remember that.
Hallelujah to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I think a lot of people do struggle with that because, you know, you see people who have a lot of things and, you know, there's always that fear that, you know, maybe, yeah, you know, or you see what that person has become. You see the ego that's taken over. You see their personality change. You see how, you know, they're not a spiritual person. They're not, you know, they're just not coming from their heart, and then they're using whatever they have for their selfish purposes.
You know, and also because this is where I'm at, so I know there's other people out there, because of past lifetimes that I had a lot of money that I misused and abused that gift. This is a lifetime that I know I can have money, that I know I can take care of it, I can be responsible. There's other individuals that are out there who can help me with you know, whatever business that I need, you know, such as there's a lot of people, especially in the spiritual business, where they're going, well, I don't know anything about business. I don't know what to do about taxes. Well, my God, you guys, there's people out there who are CPAs. You can let them handle that piece of it. So you can bring in money. So that just even that thought process to where you're going, I don't know what I'm going to do with all of that. Well, you can have somebody who does finances who can help you on, okay, this is the money you have. This is what you can spend in this month, da-da-da-da-da. So, I mean, there's people out there, to where, and you're also creating business. You're giving business to other. So it's, do you guys see how it's reciprocal? It goes around. You share your money comes back, and it can get bigger and bigger. And it's so that we all, and all it is, money is just an energy anyways. It's just an energy.
And I'm laughing because the last card that Beth pulled is from Doreen Virtue's Ascended Masters Oracle card deck. She pulls Spiritual Law of Attraction.
And guess who it is? It's Melchizedek.
Yep. So this theme, obviously, is being repeated today for a reason. So just remember, you know, like attracts like.
Yes, it does.
When everything that you draw into your life is similar to your thought pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to change what or who you attract, hold more positive, loving, and joyful thoughts. And the Ascended Masters and Angels can help you with this shift, you know, and that's what they told us on our very first card. Talk to your angels.
Exactly.
So interesting how the cards just came full circle.
You know what? You know, and when you guys are going, I don't even know how to go about doing my, you know, figuring out who my guides are. Again, just like Marie said, you need to sit down. You need to be still. And then you can ask for a name. Ask for a name. And it might be, Tori might hear it. You might see it. It might be that you read a book or a television show or there's a conversation to where this name is just, it's like coming at you, and that is a way for you to be able to notice going, oh, so one of them is. And don't think you just have one. We have many. And they vary. You can have ones that stay with you daily and ones who interchange throughout the, you know, throughout every experience that you're having. So,
right. And I know I have a particular guide. I don't know their name. But because I've tried asking and I don't get it, but I smell them when they're here. So I always smell carnations.
Ooh.
So when I'm sitting and I feel, especially in the car, I start smelling carnations, I know there's a guide with me. I've asked for their name, but, you know, I don't get that. But I do acknowledge them that they're there. And I always say, oh, you're with me. Thank you so much. And I always say thank you for being with me and protecting me and guiding me. So one of these days, I've asked, but no one's been able to tell me. But one of these days, someone will.
Man, I'm not getting anything either.
Yeah, isn't that?
And, you know, there's reasons for that because I see it, and it's they're hiding. I'm seeing them right now. It's hiding. They're going to reveal themselves, but it has to do with just because.
But I feel that, but I know that from the smell, so I know that they're here.
And my guides vary seriously moment to moment. I can never, I have to say who's working with me on a daily basis versus moment to moment, because I work with a lot of intergalactic different individuals from different stargates and everything. So it's like Michael used to be my head guy, but now all of a sudden Michael has disappeared because he goes, I have many other people that I need to take care of.
Because
that.
I'm always calling on Michael.
You're a good place. Michael's going, Beth, you're in a good place right now, and you're working with other beings. So, I mean, Michael will be there when I need to call on him. Oh, and I use a lot of the guardian angels. I don't even need to know their names. They're there. Every time I'm in my car, they're right. They are guiding me on my, I can see them in the front and the left and the right and the back above me and below me, so I'm safe everywhere I go. So don't be afraid to ask them. Don't
yeah.
be afraid to ask. And you can also give them names, just so you guys know. You can give them names.
Right. So, I mean, I think this was a very interesting card reading day, very much in line with what's happening out there. And the message was repeated out of four decks. So I hope that, you know, all of you got a message or got something out of it that'll help you with the rest of your week.
And just know that whatever you're going through, you're going to be able to get through it. I don't think Marie and I can say that enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the only one going through it. This is why we created the show. It's so people have somewhere to go to. And we, you know, the show is about different facets, people who are just starting out versus people who are, you know, more advanced. You will get there. You're not getting left behind unless you choose it on a conscious level of being left behind.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, the divine plan is nobody's getting left behind. But you need to wake up and you need to start doing your work. So that's being said with love. So you're going to have to do it. So you might as well just start doing it today. So take a look at what you haven't been looking at and release it and let it go and say thank you. Because all it is a life lesson, and it's an experience. That's all it is. It does not define who it is that you are.
Right. So I think we got a great message today. And join us on Sunday at 6 o'clock. We are going to be talking about what your dreams mean. So we'll be doing a little dream discussion.
You know what would be really fun before we are done with the show? I love giving homework assignments. Or assignments. This is like work that you can do. Those of you who, you know, you're being drawn to do this, take the time, sit down, get a journal, a piece of paper, whatever. You can make it whatever you want, pen or pencil, marker, I don't care. But to sit here and to tune in with your guides and then to give Marie and I some feedback by emailing us at thedivinegoddessradio@gmail.com or going on to our Facebook and liking our Facebook, you know, the Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page. And then you can go in there and you can comment about how you made the connection with your guides and who you're, you know, you can decide what information you want to give us, but
right.
and how they help you.
And we do, you know, every show that we do post it on our Facebook page. So feel free. You know, it's there for you guys. If you want to comment, if you listen, you have a comment or a question, feel free to comment on there. I mean, you know, it's a good way to get a discussion going with other people, too. So.
The whole reason that we did that Facebook page is to get a community going. So that way you guys can have the one-on-one interaction with people that are drawn there so you can start getting into conversation. And that's where your like-minded people are going to be. That's where they're going to be at. So don't be afraid to use it. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we can sit here and offer advice. Remember to breathe through whatever it is that you're going through. Just breathe in and breathe out. And Epsom salt baths. Take some Epsom salt baths or sea salt baths because it will help with releasing the stuff through your pores also.
Yeah, and I just read somewhere, too, that you can actually get a sea salt soap, which
really?
I'm going to be trying to find. So if you're not into taking baths like me,
mm-hmm.
you can use that sea salt soap in the shower.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's a good way to kind of cleanse yourself and get rid of any negativity or toxicity that you might have picked up during the day.
And drink lots of water because with the energy shifting, we can become dehydrated very fast. So drink plenty of water. So
yeah, so thank you so much for joining Beth
yes,
and I this
you.
Week. And we hope that we've helped you get through at least today and, you know, we'll help you get through the rest of the week. And so if you join us on Sunday at 6, we'd love to have you listen in. You can also call in and we will try to interpret your dream if you have a question.
Yes, it's all going to be about dreams. It's going to be fun, folks, fun.
Yeah, so have a great week.
Have a great week.
We'll see you later.
Bye.